Right. So magbim et hakara, right? You have to pick up the kara and you have to show the matzot and you have to say halach manya. Diachal haratana, bi'ar de mitzrayim. Now what's the reason that we have to pick up and say halach manya? The truth is, in halacha, yes, yisod amok po. The whole Haggadah is nemar al. No. Ala matzot. Ala matzot. So therefore you say like this, hol lach ma'anya. This is the lechem ayini meaning. Omrim agada ala lechem. I'm pointing. Omrim akara, za lechem. This is lach ma'anya. Yachala v'tana be'ara d'mitzrayim. Be'emet, yes? It's very simple. It's very, very simple. The whole Haggadah, the whole Haggadah has to come from the matzot, from the maror. What? Karban Pesach also. Magbi makara, nu. But today we don't have Karban Pesach. We pick up the matzot. Again, listen carefully. No, everybody's different minhagim. I'm going to start telling you halachot. Everybody has different minhagim. Do what you do. You mean lach ma'anya. Rishonim bring two pshatim in lach ma'anya. Either lach ma'anya says the Rishonim, the Ritva, another Rishonim. Lach ma'anya means poor.
Poor bread.
Poor man's bread. Poor man's bread. Or anya means milashon onim alav dvarim harbeh. That you have to say a lot of things about it. It's a bread that has a lot about it. Harbeh sipur yesh balechem hazeh. Machori alechem hazeh. You bring a piece of bread. You know what the sipur machori nothing. The baker will tzrich lasat kesef. That's all it is. Aval ha. This is lach ma'anya. Zeh hakdama l'agada. That's the hakdama. Because this is the story of the lach ma'anya. What's the Haggadah? Haggadah is Sipur Shemachorei Lach Ma'anya. Zeh hapshat ha lach ma'anya. Brisket Torah yesh habeh al zeh sheh. Etzem ha-Sipur, etzem ha-Haggadah, צריך לצאת מהלחם, כאילו אני אוכל את הלחם ומסביר את זה למה. אני שותה את הכוסות יין ומסביר למה. אני אוכל את המרור ומסביר למה. כאילו אי אפשר להפריד את זה. אי אפשר להפריד. עד כדי כך. Oh, the Briskov has a question that if you don't have the lechem in front of you on the table, you're not Yoitz HaGadah.
Red?
He brings the brisket. Oh, he's got it right here. What? Read. Read. No.
Hare mashma miaramba de lechem atzmo yeshdir she tzarich liyot lechem oni.
Lechem oni. Go ahead.
Oh, hare amash. Share it from beginning.
Read from the whole thing. You can read it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yesh lavin. Had lo omer had mitzvah day achla.
Diachala avata
v'nakem b'lishon lechem oni halachma aniya
aniya.
Okay. V'nireh levayel zol al pi ma shekotav Rambam l'chol chametz matza u'b'yom harishon asur lelush v'lekatev el v'mayim bilvad.
So this is trying to say the bread itself has to have oni. The bread itself halechem atzmo tzarich liot lechem oni she'en bo shum davar
v'lo b'shem u'dbash v'lo b'shum chametz.
Oh,
lechem
ayin.
Right,
famous Rambam. Yom Rishon, his Rambam says only Yom
Rishon.
Yom Rishon, he means for the night of the Seder.
Second
night is also the first night. He means Seder night.
ובלחם עצמו יש דין שצריך להיות לחם עוני ועוד דערי אמר שצריך להיות זיכרון לחם עוני זיכרון
לחם עוני
וזהו דאמר
לחדש על פי פשט יפה מאוד הלחם זה לא סתם לחם זיכרון עוני הלחם עצמו עוני מה עוני? שאסור שיהיה בו שום דבר של
סוויט
של סוויט שום דבר
שמן,
anything. Yes, safek balachah is very big. Safek alachah. If an older person is allowed to dip the matzah
in the water,
into wine and eat it,
Und Water.
Water is
a man. Matumrach mitzad chametz.
There's no tea, maybe that's right.
Right. What's the shayla? The lack is it for lechemayni.
Yeah.
Atal... אתה שוכח, מה זה שיר זה עשו בעצם? That's something else.
אבל אסור רק ביום הראשון או לכל אחד?
That's something else. We're not even discussing...
האשכנזים מחמירים.
מחמירים, that's something else. The Rambam is mashma that the bread itself אומר הסיפור. You need that the bread, you need that the lechem should tell the story. Here, I'll give you an example, and I don't mean to make fun, I mean bemet. If you come to a party, right, and you see the Bukhayim bread, it's a story, it's a sipur, it's the history, I'm saying. Where are you coming from? It's the history of the people, you know what I mean? Halechem atzmo is a lechem oini. Pirush, atzura shel alechem. Omer al aniyut, misaper al aniyut shel
alechem.
It's Rambam, it's a fush Rambam. Yeah?
Vezeu de amar kan, halach ma'aniyah, de lechem ve'atzmo hu lechem oni.
Oh.
Ve'od. זה יאכל אבותינו בארץ מצרים, הוא גם זיכרון למה דאכלו אבותינו לחם עוני.
זה גם כבר זיכרון למה שאכלו. אוה! So that's a famous kasha. It's a famous kasha. They ate it afterwards.
On the way out.
Not a bachala in Mitzrayim.
I read by the night.
So that's the pshat. They also ate it in Mitzrayim. Lechemayim. It's a whole different.
The bread.
We will always explain that even in Mitzrayim they ate
bachala. That's what I'm saying. Because they ate oini. They were poor.
And now it's
they ate two way. The person had to eat something which was
satisfied. Tell you, that's what it is. I mean.
They always ate bread.
Okay, so let's go back.
Right, well, now it's the most expensive bread in the world.
Okay. That's
a chat, eh? Rabbi, let's go to Lechem Oni today.
Makes you poor.
Well, you make you poor.
After you spend all the money,
makes you poor.
Bread with talk, which talk.
No, you don't say the joke.
Okay, so listen, let me tell you what I'm going to do. My brother. Let me tell you something. What I'm doing here right now is b'kitzur giving you little pieces of information. I'm not yored l'sof shel adavar because my kavan is for something else. I want to learn with you a certain pshat in Agada. I'm b'kitzur, I'm telling you here, there.
Smoking.
These are just the kudot. Believe me, there's arichut gadol on this. Okay, halachman. Well, Ram says that the lachma was not lechem ilu sheyesh b'zazik. Etzem alechem was anya. It has to be really poor bread. Nothing's allowed to be it.
Why will I think not? Saying that's matzah, no?
Matzah is what they eat in Mitzrayim.
It's supposed to be sweet. That's
okay, matzah is also poor bread. Poor.
I understand, but let's say it's not. Would you be yaitzah? Maybe yeah. As long as matzah.
What do you mean? It's not
one. The Rambam's mechadish. That's what he's saying. The Rambam's mechadish that in case you had a matzah, let's say you put a little sugar into matzah. What's wrong with doing that? What's wrong putting sugar into matzah? Says the Rambam, it's chasa be'etzem Hashem lechemayim. It's already not lechemayim. Eggs is for sure a problem because you have a problem with chametz. I'm not even talking about that. Adam, it's right. Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol. Kol ditzich yeseh v'yipsach. Kol mi shetzarich yavol. As harbe sheilot yesh b'zeh. Reishit kol. How do you invite somebody after the meal started already? Invite him in shul. Well, you can imagine a guy comes home from shul.
Before kiddush.
You told me, it is, I'm saying, well, before kiddush, whatever. So where are you inviting him? Who are you inviting already? What? And who are you saying it to?
In the house.
So some takas say, who are you saying it to? The Rishayim master. These are all famous kashas. And again, I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to ask you the kashas of Klachayat, okay? Many Rishayim learned that this was said tak in the shuls. Originally, this was said in the shuls. Today, we say it at home as a zikra and mamash amru b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b' Yechol.
Said in Hebrew or in English,
that's why he says it's done in Aramaic. Why is it in Aramaic? Because it's whispered to Khan in those times, Aramaic. That's one reason. Other reasons they say is because of...
You're saying like count in the house like this?
Count the Finn, you say Yechol, no, no one in the house.
You started.
No, in the shul, they did this in the shul before they came home even. Other Rishayim learned that it's because of the Malachim, that's why it's Aramaic. Because you say call the Finn, You know, you could have in the door all the malachi chavala you could have.
All the people from Harlem, all the
angels,
all the malachim, all the angels, the devils. So therefore, we say, make shehem lo mivinim. There's Torah ad hasof. You should know.
Ad hasof.
Ad hasof. It's unbelievable. Haggadot. Every year, there's 30, 40 new Haggadot. Every year. Every year.
Biggest Torah was written on Haggadot.
Oh, so the truth is, there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it.
All Torah is the same.
No, because besides that also, it's a zman that everybody can I get about banim dibra Torah. You know what I mean? Pesach is a time that's for everybody has to learn. You know what I mean? Chassidim bat Torah shalem, and everybody has what to say. Can I get about, and we can speak about that. Why is it can I get about banim dibra Torah? There's a very famous story with Rabbi Elchanan's father-in-law. Rabbi Elchanan had a father-in-law, Rav Atlas.
Yeah.
He quotes him in the Svarim a lot. His name was Rav Chaim Atlas. Quotes him in the Svarim a lot. So Rav Chaim Atlas once got up at a convention of Rabbanim. Every Rav got up and said tikkunim that they wanted to make for the Klal Yisrael, that this we should do and that we should do. So Rav Chaim Atlas got up and said, Ani rotze lamtzich tikkun, shelo yadpish yoter hagadot chadashot. Finished. No more new hagadot. So everybody looked at him. We're talking about serious things, a takanot, rabbanim, this is, she says, listen to me. With everything I heard today, takanot, yechol yot davar tov, yechol yot latzep mizar be kilkulim gam ken. Mikol mashu shama, mashu hu mamtzi, rak tov yechol latzep, shum kilkula yechol latzep mizar. He was trying to make chayzik of whatever he heard before. He was trying to say that everything he heard before, Matpis Agadot, that's batur. Nothing can go wrong. He's not being Matpis Agadot. That's what he's trying to say. Chaim Atlas. Hakopanim, Ensof, Lashelot, Vatshuvot. I just want to get how you such a Agadot. You see, I don't want Shishit Levaldot, Amoachim Shelot. I wanted you to get the Yisod Agadot. So, Halach Ma'an Yodi Achal HaVasam. Does anybody have a question why we say that? Truthfully. You see, this is what I want. Ani rotze le'enot ha-sheilot she-be'emet hem kushiyot. That's what I want to answer about God.
Yes, why do we say
you have a question why we start Haggadah Halach Ma'anya? It's not a big question. Why? Because the whole Haggadah is about this. The whole Lechem Ayini is to teach us the story of Mitzrayim, right?
Yes.
So this doesn't bother me. Kol dichlin yesev yechol, that doesn't bother me either. Bother me? So chiyav to come. Kol dichlin yesev yechol.
Can I ask one question now?
To invite people, yantif.
Why?
So different.
Why that can hear?
Every yantif. Every yantif.
Every yantif.
You should say it.
Every
and they did say it. They used to say it every yantif. The Rambam brings down that if somebody comes and he thinks he's Mekayim Oynig Yantif by sitting himself without Aniyim, this is not called Oynig Yantif. Push your Rambam.
Okay, but so, okay. But so that means it has a family. It has no, everybody would
have. That's a good passion.
So it has no
Sayyid Yitzhak. Is a halach crop.
Right. So it has no
shaykhut to
Pesach?
It's a yantik, called
okay, so why is it
remembered? So the should say, because you were also a dichvi, because you also ani. You're right.
Why is it remembered by Pesach?
It's not different.
It's remembered only by Pesach. Every guy, you see Amaretz of the city, you know, halach, no, he knows what I say.
Yeah, because it's, he's an Amaretz, and every yantik they used to invite people.
In Agada, since it's written in Agada, that's why they say
yeah, but the old days they said it every yantar. Yes. Every yantar was called Dichu Yesev Yechel. That's the way it was yantar. Called Ditzich Yesev Yifsa Zekushak Kvar, Zekushalacha. Why? Because you have to be manu for Kar Pesach. You can't invite a guy off the street. That's a good question. I'm not coming to answer it, but you should know there's a lot of brisket type.
Yeah.
A lot of type. Called Ditzich Yesev Yifsa.
Why do we call it now? We should call it by Motzi Matzah, because we're calling Ani, and Ani sits like 1 hour, he's hungry.
But Ani has to still start Gadda too. We don't invite people just to eat and leave, you know?
No, because you don't invite
him. What is it? The restaurant over here.
And also you invite him.
Ani doesn't mean he doesn't keep to say to him. What does that mean?
You don't invite him for only, not because to eat.
It's no need to keep him, but he needs a place for Yantif, you know, he needs a place to be.
I don't know, bring him for the Seder.
Yeah, okay. So Kol Ditzur Yesev Yivsak, that's a good question. That's a big problem, halacha, because you can't be halacha. You have to be manu yala Korban Pesach. You can't wake up and say, okay, I want to join you in Korban Pesach.
Do Korban Pesach.
Maybe I heard Shad that you may be able to do it, showing you that you're
Korban Pesach.
That's not person cannot give
Why do we say kol
d'tzrichim? Part of the Pesach, you had to be part of the Korban Pesach. You couldn't wake up and say, okay, I want to be part of your group. When they took it originally and they slaughtered it, you had to say, I'm going to be part of your group. But the Seder is too late already.
You're telling me nobody could eat it?
It's not to pay money. Talak manu.
Maybe he can't eat it.
Of course not. You're not allowed to be part of it. It's not your carbon. You're not allowed to eat it. You know, what are you talking about? It's a famous question. They all talk about it. Famous question. Okay. My next question, which is really something I want to talk about. Hashata hacha. What does this have to do with it? Where did this come out of the blue? Good. This is the Lachmania, this is the Seder. Fine. What happened? I invite you to eat, I invite you to Korban Pesach. How I can do that? Good question. I don't know. At least I understand what it is, right? At least I understand. Hashata hacha, l'shana ba bar di Yisrael. Hashata avdi, l'shana ba... What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
What do you mean? Now we're telling him, this servant, this Amin.
Yeah, that what? That we're now in Israel? What?
No,
yeah.
This year we're here.
you should know, the invitation next year is in Israel. Like the Kedushat Levi, the invitation is going to be in Israel, Hastis. Not bad! It's the one cars, you need cars. You have a good head, you need cars.
It's probably Chabad.
So the Brisker Rav speaks about
it. What's the meaning of the word?
Hashata Achshav. Now. Hashav. Hashata.
What's the problem?
It's a kitzur of this year.
What's the problem?
Hacha, we're here in Babylon. Shana Ba.
Yerushalayim.
Oh! That's the kasha. What happens if a guy's in Israel? He shouldn't say this? That's the kasha I want to ask you. Don't say it says Arad Yisrael, it's the land of Israel. That's what it says.
It's a good kasha.
Hashat the Abdi. This year we're slaves. You're a slave? I don't know. Are you a slave? You're a slave? I'm going to show you that the entire Agad is based on one Yisrael. It doesn't mean slaves and not slaves. When we discussed, we left Egypt. If you think we're celebrating freedom, like the Goyim think freedom, or we're celebrating Atzmiut,
independence,
nation, we became a nation. It's not what the whole Haggadah is all about. And I'm going to prove it to you. Piece by piece in Haggadah. Now you see what the shiur is going to be? Today's shiur is based on explaining that we're talking about the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. When we talk about Avadim Ayinu Bilparah B'Mitzrayim, we don't mean physically slaves. It doesn't make a difference. There's physical slaves, but we don't care. That's not the point of the Haggadah. You want to know something? True, but we don't care. That's not what we're celebrating. Why are we celebrating 2,000 years after that? What was it, about 3,000 years already?
Yeah.
3,000 years after a story. What are we, history. You know, the Shorim, they keep on talking about the way they were slaves, right? And all the Americans tell them, you know what the American people tell them? Get over it, right? It happened, I'm telling them, you think I'm joking. The Shorim walk around day and night. And what's the American people's tariffs to them?
Get over it.
What do you want?
What they want to show.
What do you want from it?
Go to the bar.
What Sammy said. Shabbat, everybody's equal. So what do you want? So what do you want to do?
That means that they are animals and we give them love back.
Yeah, but they're saying we're going to give you love back. So what do they want?
We don't believe anyway.
Don't believe. You're free to do whatever you want in this country.
If you go in Africa,
again. In America, a guy could be a present black, correct? So what does the guy care about? Hayiti Evan, ma mach patlacha. Onimlo, ma ich patlacha. Besed hayita, achshav ma ta rotze. Ma ta achshav. The same thing we asked the Jew that died of Pesach. Hayiti Evan, ma patlacha. So what? So hayita, achshav ta lo Evan. Hay is Evan at ta.
Rahim.
You know, they say, a very nice joke. A Jew always complains about the Avar. Oh, Hayiti. It's always that way, right? They say, there was on a train once. and two Jews were sitting there. And one of them starts latchil litlonen. I'm so thirsty. Oh. This guy, he doesn't want to hear it. So he says, do me a favor, Yankel, shut up already, okay? You'll drink soon, forget it. 5 minutes later, oh, I'm so thirsty. Stop, tafsik litlonen. Oh, I'm so thirsty. Kids, to the next stop. Guy runs out, you hear? He buys him a drink, he runs back, he says, Yankel, here, take a drink, shut up already. Takes the drink, drinks it up. 5 minutes in, after the train continues, all of a sudden, yeah, he continues. Look how thirsty I am. I was thirsty. What's the tzchok, Shabbat? Forget it. It's over now. Yeah, you know the pirate. I said, what do you want? You have a pirate, you have a mitzrayim. What are you busy with?
Enjoy.
So what? Be quiet, that's all, finished. Ayah! The question I got is Hagdama. This paragraph is the Hagdama to the Haggadah. That's what you have to know. So what's the Hagdama to the Haggadah Halachmania? Tonight, you know what's the Senate of tonight? The movie of the night. You know what it is? Halach Ma'anya. Tonight we're going to talk about Anya. Anya. Lechem Anya. You could ask, Mark Pat Lecha Masha Yatu 3,000 years ago. Moshat Ha'acha Lishona Bobar Di Yisrael. We're still not in Eretz Yisrael. And even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, what do you think you're in Eretz Yisrael? Ruchnius-wise, we don't have Eretz Yisrael. What do we have in Eretz Yisrael already? Ha'ashat ha'avdi ezav adim. L'shon ha'abo b'nei chayim ha'zeno gi'ach shav l'maisa. That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that it's all one thing. It's hakdomah to Hakadosh. What do you want tonight? Ma, what are you spending 3-4 hours with? L'shtagel, l'sot mishuga. Here, the guy, a father gets up. He walks around with a thing on his back and he starts hitting the kids. Set it. Mama Shugoyim. Mama Shtagata. Siddhavasha Haya. It happened. Set it up. What do you want? Mata Otsemize. What do you want from it? The answer is because it's not Avar. It's Haiva.
This is what's so important about Chinuch. You take a kid and you just tell him something without...
Of course, he doesn't understand.
He's going to say,
think
my father...
Shtagata, you're crazy out of your mind. What do I need this for?
Yeah.
You're living from 5,000 years ago. That's what he's saying, Ashata Hacha. It's not 5,000 years ago. It's now. Ashata Hacha. It's again now. Because we're not in... Because what's Ben Chayrim? What does a Ben Chayrim mean? Eilecha Ben Chayrim, Elimisha Yisim Batayra. Do we have a Beis HaMikdash? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have what the reasons to be in Eretz Yisrael for here. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael? B'chilecho mipirio, l'kayim mitzat l'yiz baretz. What? Good, Baruch Hashem was zocha a little bit today to have l'kayim mitzat, but do we have a Beis HaMikdash? Do we have... The Brisker Rav learns a little bit differently. The Brisker Rav learns that it's going back to once we say, so we say mikavim. So kilu ashata hacha mikavim l'shana bash yelanu kram pesach. Chasen, ikar chasen me'asef. Yeah.
How long ago the Agadah was written?
Aramaic. It was in Babel. It was written in Babel. It's like Anshe Knesset Adayla. Same thing. The Zman Agalut. The Rambam says it clearly. The Agadah. That's how the Rambam starts off.
Why they don't say,
Ainu, Ainu, Yatzanu
Legalut, Berombe,
now
Darman
Mitzvah.
If people's coming out, if they just come out
for Wittgen, they already say. That's what we say. Ashat Ahacha, it's to us because we're still in Galut. Mitzrayim is not something Shalavar. When we talk about B'nai Chayrim and Meshubadim, we're still there. It's Legay Lamaisa. What do you mean?
Yitzhara. Yeah, but where the Torah and whoever fall after the Torah?
Baruch Hashem. First of all, you know, you're talking about now. Do you know 40 years ago wasn't even like this?
What?
Do you know that before the Holocaust? First of all, can I ask you a question? You know,
yes.
If you don't mind, and I don't mean to be rude. You know me, I love all the Jews. What was going on in Sfarad till about 30 years ago? What happened to all the Moroccan Jews? What happened to all the Yemenite Jews? What happened to everybody? Where is everybody?
Suddenly.
They all went off the deck.
Suddenly.
They all went off. They all went. That's what we're saying. Ashata hacha l'shana abba b'arad Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Hashem is giving us chazara b'tshuva. And even in Ashkenaz, they say that the Holocaust came because it wasn't l'masa. How many b'nai yeshiva were there already? The yechidim, b'nai yeshiva were yechidim. Every yeshiva had 30 guys. And that was it.
They say already that if somebody is learning Torah, this is a good Torah. And this is what he's saying. He's saying, he's looking at this book.
Yeah, I understand, but the point is, it's not what it was. And don't think it's that good. It's not as good as you think it is. That's what we're saying. Hashata hacha. Yeah.
Why he said they
Very good question. I don't know. I looked in the Rishayim. I don't know.
What's the question?
It means like this. Tomorrow.
No, because the next Pesach. Yes. No, we're going to do Pesach anyway, even though they're not coming.
Because really.
Gula is supposed to be with Pesach, right?
Today you're going to be Goel, but next year you're going to celebrate.
Why next year,
Rabbi? Because next year is Pesach.
No, the Shana Ba means by next year, could mean starting tomorrow.
Meaning tonight we're going, because when are we going back?
In the morning. Even tonight.
Because
by next year.
Next year already will be Yushu.
Maybe.
That's the pshat.
שים אחרי שיסקן אינינה פסח צריכים אנו להזכיר דיבי נחמות ולהרחיב לב אומרי אגדה כלומר אף על פי שאנו עתה בגלות אין אנו יכולים לעשות פסח הרעות כבר הבטחנו המקום הוציאנו That's the Briskerov. Briskerov says, as long as it's a school of, we say Pesach, so we say Ashat Tahafa. But according to other Rishi, yeah.
Yeah.
This is tired. This is not what I don't know.
No, I don't.
Okay, let's
move.
Huh? The pasuk. Al zot yeh ben chorim.
Why this year?
He changes it. You hear?
It means next year Pesach we should do.
Why is Dafke Yisrael not Israel?
Why Israel is bad?
You see, the morale makes the diuk. Here. Listen, he brings down where the morale makes the diuk. Hashata, not Hashana, Hashata. Right now, because this year still we might be B'nai Chayrim. Because tomorrow we might come B'nai Chayrim. Hashata, now, not this year.
I supposed to be
there. Mela by the Pesach, when Pesach comes around again. We heard your kash. Your kash is gone.
No, but let me say he's changing the law.
The Maral says you shouldn't say Hashana. It doesn't say Hashana Avdi. It says Hashata Avdi.
Now,
because we're hoping even in 2 minutes we'll be nigal.
Why do you say Hashana
Avdi? By next year, like he said, by next year. Very good. He brings the Maral. Very nice. Maral. Kilanta.
Everybody.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on.
No.
Okay, so boys, so let's go again. I want to know the two pshatim, why we begin with Eretz Yisrael, what is that all about? Why do we say Ashata Chalashana? Where does that come from? Besides for his pshat of that we're inviting you next year in Eretz Yisrael, Eitan, what's the pasha pshat? So there's two pshatim, one from the Shibali Aleket, Rishayna.
I understand. The question.
What's the not understand? Which word did
what's
the question?
Hear?
Didn't hear the question.
What that they didn't hear.
Halach ma'anya is agdama to the Haggadah. That I understand. Kol dichvin, I understand. You have to invite people. Kol ditzrich, I understand this. But what is Ashata Achal Shabbat? Where does this come in? What does this have to do with anything?
What for?
What are you saying this for? What are you trying to say with this? What's so pasha, dear?
Saying
that. Mikavel HaMashiach. What's the word? What was
it? Not only Mikavel HaMashiach.
No, I'm just, why here? You know what? During Kiddush, Mikavel HaMashiach. You know? Why start here? You know what? Doing by Kiddush. What? Do whatever you want. What do you want Mashiach? I mean, what Mashiach? Where did Mashiach come into the picture here?
Where did Mashiach come into the picture?
I don't know what he said. Ashabi Mashiach. Shatach. So the Shibali Alakin answers, Pshat. It's going back on Kol Ditzach Yesev Yivsach. Kivan Shekol Ditzach Yev En Lanu Kom Pesach Hayom. So Mim Yiratzon Shekol Ditzach Pesach. That's what we're saying. That's it. It's Yafet. It's Rishayna. Yafet. Of course. And I see the Brisker Rav Nagada learns this way also. He didn't see the Shibali Aleke, but he said it on his own. Okay, good?
No.
A second pshat we're saying is...
What
altogether. Now God is saying an unbelievable thing. When we say Hashata Avdi, Lashana Babine Chayrim, so Rishonim already ask, why does it say it twice? Hashata Achat, Lashana Babine Chayrim. Hashata Avdi, Lashana Babine Chayrim. So Rishonim say L'chizuk Hanyan. It's like saying it's strong. I think that God is saying something else. What that God is doing is, that God is trying to tell us, Harina Krube Chayrim Ayom, we're free, what are we talking about Avar? The answer is it's not Avar because we're not free.
Yes.
If you understood the Ben Chayrim of Mitzrayim, it's not a physical Ben Chayrim, it's a spiritual Ben Chayrim. So we're not free. And that's what we're saying. It's Nogea. How is it all Nogea? Because Ashat HaHacha, we're in Bavel. We're in Chutz Laaretz. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Hashat HaAvdi, which Avdi? Avdi Ruchnius. We still don't have Shechinta B'neinu.
Maybe you can say like this.
Just like the...
Exactly.
The Mitzrim before.
That's what we're trying to say.
Maybe. Say like this. Maybe since people all gathering together in Red Pesach, Amaretzim, Chachamim, and they work all day, they didn't know about Geulah. And you in the table, you're saying that they're going to be Geulah, and now you're still in Eved. Maybe you...
Yeah, so that's the Shibalak. Shibalak seems to say that it would seem to turn Chizuk, Mashiach Yavok, Kilu, Hagam Shein Lanu Korn Pesach. I'm trying to explain to you simply to understand that the story of Geula is Shayach Lanu. It's not something of the Avar. If you understood the story of Pesach, you'll understand that it's Od Nogela. That's what we're trying to say. You understood? Ashata Achi means we're still in Galilee.
Yeah, right.
We still have Mitzrayim. Okay, let's move on to the next part of God. Says that God like this. Manishtana Laila Zeh Mikol HaLelot. So of course, that's the main Shaila. Gemara in Psachim, the Rishonim. And again, I'm not going to go into a Barichut because it's Pashut.
Who has to say it?
Who has to say it? If there's children have to say it. Huh? What happened? So we have to see the Rishonim, the Gemaras. Ikar HaSipur Tzarich Latzet Al Yidei Sheila U'Tshuva. Why? The most simple answer in the Rishonim, Birur. That's the best way to explain something. You want to get the point across, questions and answers. And you know how I know this? Everybody, test. Why? Question and answer. Whenever there's a question and answers, it breaks it up and people understand it better. So therefore, what? Man yishtan alay lazeh? Questions and answers. Okay. Kids, I want to move on a little bit. Avadim ha'yinu l'parah b'mitzrayim means what? We just said. It doesn't mean physically. It means what? Spiritually. Now, kulam shualim po. How could you say anything? How do you know? How do you know that if Paru wouldn't have saved us, if Hashem would have saved us, we would still be Meshubadim L'Paru B'Mitzrayim? Says Reb David, Hamayu Dikavad, David Salvechik.
What the question?
He brings that also.
There
you go. You see, you know it's unbelievable. Some all the good ones he takes out. Because he takes out all the good ones. This is the good one, yeah? Comes along with David and says, David Salavich, the son of the Brisker. How could it be that you say, Kulam Sholim is Shilam of Kursevet, we would be Meshubadim Lepar B'Mitzrayim? How do you know? Maybe Rome, maybe some other Malchut would come and take over Mitzrayim. How could you say that 3,000 years later? Hey, is there Rome today?
No.
So maybe Mitzrayim would be finished. Maybe.
But when Bnei Yisrael came to fight Mitzrayim, they lost the war. They were just before.
The what?
Message that says that Bnei
Yisrael.
So nobody was able to, even Bnei Yisrael, the strongest army in the world, wasn't able to knock down Mitzrayim.
But the
Mitzrayim would take over.
I don't know. Well, you come and tell me that we would think that it's not shy throughout 3,000 years.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. How do you know for sure?
In the world was able to do it.
Yeah, Baba Simcha, listen to a kasha. Unbelievable kasha. Yeah? Ilu lehotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Avoteinu Mitzrayim, hari anu How do you know? What does that system mean? Can I ask you a question? How do you know that Rome won't take over Egypt and we'd be slaves to the Romans? And the end was that Rome did take over Egypt.
That's what it means. It doesn't mean paro, paro, mama.
Oh, it says,
Avadim, la romim.
So what's it say? Don't say paro, mitraim. We would still be Avadim.
So then, Rabbi.
Here,
he brings down Ben Yakar. It should have said Mishubadim in Mitzrayim. Why Paroi? Paroi le Chaykol Kach. I mean, what do you want for Paroi? Yeah, very nice kash. Here, Mishayim. What a Paroi.
At the same level.
Mishayim. This is this.
Can I have it?
You can buy it.
Where?
Rebbe, should I buy this or Baltos?
I think this one.
How's it called?
I told you, Teres Chaim. You buy the Teres Chaim. My God, you got the whole case. You hear the kasha? Mishubadim in Mitzrayim. Ari Parley a Chai Kakach. I mean, what do you want from Parley? Parley won't be around anymore.
So what?
I just
No.
There's a difference? I didn't know that.
There is small difference on the fourth bracha. When do we say?
So what? Oh, boy, there's all bright thought. What do you want? Bright thought.
Bright thought.
There's machloket between
Tosfos. I see, but this is bright thought.
When you say the fourth bracha.
Okay, good, but this is bright thought. What does that do with that God?
But also with the Sabri Maranan.
Name of Maavid.
Okay.
So Mitzrayim, this is the Mitzrayim.
Comes along Rav Dov and says, when we talk about Mitzrayim when we left, you think we care physically that we left? We're talking about the Ruchnius. If Hashem wouldn't have saved us, we would be Meshubit Beruchnius Lepar.
Yes.
We would be Meshubit the Paro Yetzahara.
The question is still there.
Well, today we're Meshubit.
The Paro Yetzahara. The other Yetzahara, the other things, but not the Paro. Rav David Salvation. Maybe the Gavart.
There's
a Paro Adan. Where's the Paro?
No, Adan and Shuadim the Paro. Who says going to live so long with you?
The answer is it's not Paro that he's alive.
There's Paro.
The Yetzer of Paro, the Ruchni is. We're not talking about Gashmi. Of course,
How can be Baruchni the Paro Mishubat?
What's your question?
How you can be Meshubat Leparo Baruch?
A person Meshubat is Yetzahara. There was a Yetzahara Paro.
Is that all Paro?
When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He didn't take us out only Begashmi. He took us out Baruchni. Meshubat Mayinu Leparo means Ruchni. And the emphasis is that Rizal says this. One more Darga, and they would never be able to leave. Ruchni. In Ruchni, that Tuma would never go away. We would be stuck in the tomb of Mitzrayim forever.
Which tomb, Rabbi?
Of Mitzrayim.
What tomb?
Tomb of Mitzrayim.
What
was tomb of Mitzrayim? Abayi Zara. Abayi Zara.
So you wouldn't be able to get out from the Abu Dazara.
Znut also, no?
Znut also.
Znut was one of them, but the big one was Abayi Zara.
So they were also. But you still see what people go to Znut, go Abu Dazara. How can
Zara? You see people to Abayi Zara too?
Yeah, TV.
Yeah,
of course. Not TV.
Abu
Dazara.
It's not Abayi Zara from what it was.
No, it's
Abayi Zara. In the olden days, Abayi Zara, people would carry them in the pockets. They would be loved like Mishraim.
They would take a dollar.
They would run into them.
I'm saying they would go mishug every time they would say like a shiko smells a bottle of schnapps. They would
get out. What is this? How is that? It doesn't say anywhere over there, Shalem Abu Dazara.
Pari made himself an Avodah Zara. Pari himself was an Avodah
Zara. But they didn't go for Paro. I mean, the lawyer.
They worshipped Pari, that was the whole thing, though.
They weren't worshipping Paro, they were slaves.
They were worshipping
Jews.
The
Goyim were worshipping Paro.
Krishna, no, they were worshipping Samaritan.
The Jews were Avodah because he tried to break it. When they came to the Kriyat Yamsuf, it says clearly the Yamsuf didn't want to split. So one more, says the Arizal, it's a famous Arizal. One more Tumah, 40. They would have reached the Shara Noon, the 50.
They believed to somebody, they had so a big idol that they believed.
Who?
Baal Peor?
Micha.
Micha.
No.
Ooh, which guy? Which guy? Tuma.
Paro, Mitzri, Balbor.
I hear Tuma. There's a Medrash. They have a name of their god. Yeah, I know Tuma.
I forgot
what it's called. Yeah, they had something. All right, what's the difference? Come.
Not Balbor.
Not only that, he says Mi Hashem Hashem because Chazal he took out all the books of Avodah Zara. He was a goyin in Avodah Zara. What do you mean?
Paro.
Pari. Paro was a goyin, a godel, Avodah Zara.
All the gods.
And Yitro was his kaiver, that's right. Yitro right. Was his galach.
Who?
Yitro was the galach of Paro.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back. Come. The kid said, that's the pshat. You hear? Mishubadim ha'inu l'par b'mitzrayim. Afilu kulanu chachamim. Kulanu nevoinim. Kulanu zkenim. Kulam yodim et ha-Torah. Mitzvah leinu l'sapeh b'yitzis mitzrayim. So kulam shualim shayla.
What is kulam?
What?
What is kulam?
Meaning,
all the Yehudim.
All the Yehudim. The question is, Efo Matzinu Ptur. Where do we ever find a Ptur just because a person Tamil Chacham is part of a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. We got Labincha, Lisporsi, Porsi, Mitzis, Mitzrayim. I feel Kalana Chacham, and Achtu Chayavim. Well, why is she thinking about Chayav?
Well,
for the Brisker of Ptur?
No,
let me tell you something. Any important question about God, I will ask you. There's 100 questions that people ask that are not that important. This is an important one. I mean, since when is there a Ptur? A person's potter because the Talmud Chacham is potter? See, he's not bad. Not a bad story.
Maybe he can't Sibur Mishayim is for yourself. You know why.
I'll explain to you why.
It says the
I'll tell you why. Once you know something already, why do you have to say it over? Once you know something already,
if it's what?
And it's so pasur to you already, why should this be
said?
Why should you repeat it? And we'll get back to this because I just want to be more passionate. I want to keep on going. Chol Arabel Sapebi says Mitzrayim Areiz Mishpach Ma'isim Blazed and Tzadikim. They were sitting very nice. Okay. Achi Gia Achi Bo Tamidem Vomla Notenu Gia Zmakish Shal Shachris. Okay. Arab Blazed says, okay, there's many kashes over here. First of all, why are the Tamidim not there? You know, why were they sitting by themselves? Where the children?
Why lean in front of Rabbi?
Free leaning. There's a lot of Torah here. There's a lot of Torah here. Okay. I'm a blessed man as I. I'm like 70 years. And I'm sure you all know. Like
really
18. Yeah. 18. Okay, it was good to
have you. 18.
Kitzer, Achshu, Dushman, Zaymul, Atiskim, Zaymul. Now what? Did you have to say it's Yitzis Mitzrayim Balei? Why do you have to say it's Yitzis Mitzrayim Balei? You want to tell me?
Balei Yagiula.
Yeah. Balei.
No, but Talei Lot every night. Why does it?
Night of Pesach.
Why? No. Every night you have to say Kriyat Shema.
Because the Geula was at night.
Why Kriyat Shema? Says the Brisker of Mayrit Kuvar. This is very important. Again, when we talk about leaving Mitzrayim, it's not talking about leaving Mitzrayim mitzad atzmenu, but leaving Mitzrayim to become Am Hashem. Our Ben Chayrim is not really a Ben Chayrim. You know what our Ben Chayrim really means? It's a Ben Chayrim to become Evet Hashem. What we call Ben Chayrim is really Eved Hashem.
Yes.
That's what we call Ben Chayrim. We used to be Ben Eved, we used to be an Eved the Parai, right? And now we became a Ben Chayrim because we're Eved Hashem.
That's Ben Chayrim for him.
Oh, and that's what it means. So the pshat's like this, says the Brisker of. He says, if you take a look. What? How can we bring in the Tzitzis Mitzrayim Kriya Shema? What is it for Kriya Shema? The Torah says the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we are accepting oil Malchus Shamayim. What is Yetzias Mitzrayim? That we left Egypt, we're free. What do we call free? That we became the slaves of Hashem. That's oil Malchus Shamayim. What are you saying in Kriya Shema? Ani Mekabel, the Marut, all, the yoke of being an Eved of Hashem. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim says the Brisker Rav is put in what? Somebody to go vote. Okay, let's move on. Okay. Now, there's a lot of Torah here in Mitzvah Hashem. Thursday, I'll explain to you the machloket. Okay. Baruch HaMakom. Huh?
Friday.
Unless a hookup. Unless you want me to hook up in France.
Maybe.
It is a...
Baruch Shnatan Torah, Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Now, let me ask you a question.
What is Baruch?
Yeah, what does this have to do with anything?
It's what explains.
No. Baruch HaMakom, blessed is God. Huh? What do you have to say this for? How did this come into Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Always I am reading every year.
Okay, what's the answer? What's the answer?
What
are we to Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu? Baruch Shatat Torah Lam Yisrael, Baruch Hu? What happened here? Emil Arnau.
Now the Torah comes to Rosh
Hashanah. So, why did we leave Egypt for? What did we leave Egypt for? You know, you think you left Egypt for being Ben Chayrim. That's what Ben Chayrim, Ein Lecha Ben Chayrim Yishayis B'Tayrim. That's what it is. When the Haggadah is trying to explain to you, you know what you left Egypt about.
So
no chozer, if it's a chozer.
That's the previous question also.
What?
I'm telling you.
So what does that have to do with Baruch
Hu? Why are you still talking about it?
What does that have to do with Baruch Hu?
Why are you chofshi? Because you're
not Ben Torah.
You're not
Ben Torah.
You're not chofshi.
It's not really one part. It's Agdama Tzvitz. Why is it one part?
One part? Baruch HaMakom?
Not really one part.
Can I get that
part? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. My God doesn't have
one part. Yeah, here also.
You put it together?
No, really, it's separate,
yeah.
Right, you're right.
Separate, right? Negative is separate, it's a separate thing. Here, Sidur Rashi, Bapin Avshi Koyi. Veinu Samu L'mash Katum L'malo.
What?
Rashi says clearly it's... Yeah, Rashi says clearly it's... You got it? You have it? Hello, you asked me a question, you want an answer?
Yeah, I got it, thank you.
Rashi, 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 no?
I hear
you. Here, Miuchas L'Rashi, Bapi Napshi Koyi. Here, Shibali Aleket, Bapi Napshi. Ritva. So it's a separate thing. People think that since it's connected, it's not connected.
What?
Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hashem Tov L'Am Yisrael, connected, everybody did the time.
No, Rabbi. Connected?
Rashi.
Why it's not connected?
Connected?
It's not connected.
It's not connected.
Everybody thinks, everybody trans is connected. Everybody trans.
Every year, I go to the Pesach, it's not connected.
Allah. Connected.
Every year, I go to put it together.
Please. Okay, so what did I say coming?
I understand it was like this. We left Mitzrayim, right?
No.
What did we leave? We left and we're Dorish. What are we Dorish over here? It's a drosha. No. So we're saying Baruch HaMakom Shenas L'Torah because that's the night.
That's why we left.
That's why we left.
So we said connection.
Connection not to the Kineged Arba Bana Dibra Torah.
Some people say that because they have four time Baruch. Some people say that.
Yeah, okay, listen, this is a little Ramazim and everything. We look shot, okay, ready? Anyways, can I get out of Bonnet Dibri Torah, Chachach, Vecharash, Vechatanach, Shendi Deilisha? Lam Shualim Shelam Fusemet. Why over here, Davka, by Tzias Mitzrayim, is the Dabrim La'arba Banim? Sukkot, we don't find it. No other time or holiday do we have. But, Nazbir, yeah, but why? Why?
It was four kind of people.
Why is it? Why can't you have shvuas? Yeah, matan Torah. Can I get Arba Banim?
Since you have to tell to everybody the story, and by Sukkot you don't have it.
Why? That's the question. Why do you tell
by Sukkot? Why by Sukkot we don't have Agada? Why is Sukkot we don't have?
To know the story of Mitzrayim is Yisod HaEmuna. So, and we were taught this in Bris. Yisod HaEmuna has to be taught to the children, and that's why the Torah says B'chol Lashon. Each child has to be taught. Chanoch lena'ar al pi darko.
Why
has to be taught? What? Because Pesach is the emuna. What's the whole story?
The shavuot is not emuna?
No. Not do emuna.
No.
Nothing.
Why we learn Torah all night?
Good. It's good to learn Torah. I mean, learning Torah is emuna. Huh?
What's not the first thing that we should
change? Why don't we
it's not the inside of the Amuna. The whole hour...
What do you mean?
Exactly. This is teaching Shema Yisrael. Yeah, finished. Shema. That's what it is.
Rebbe.
Shema Yisrael, Anoche Shema Shetzichem Eretz Mitzrayim.
How do you see from Agadah that you saw the Amuna?
I need that God to teach me that Mitzrayim.
No, even
Pasuk. Anochi, Hashem.
When are you going to speak in the table to children? How
the world?
Every day you're supposed to ask kids at Israel.
Oh, so that's something else. So that if you look, the Michas Chinuch explains that the main time is Pesach night. And every day of the year is a chazara. There's a quick chazara on the night of Pesach. And that's why the Haggadah puts it together. This is true. But the Yisod of Pesach is Amuna. It's Amuna. The whole thing is...
What do you mean that Hashem...
Hashem
took you out.
Hashem lives. Hashem exists. Hashem took us out. Hashem made us an Am. Everything is based on that.
Yes. If not was his absence, I know.
No, they thought Hashem went to sleep afterwards. The Chinuch writes. I told this too many times. The Chinuch writes. Al titameh. Sheyesh lanu kol kach habe mitzvot shetluyim biyitziyat Mitzrayim. Huh? Yeah. Al titameh.
Don't want.
Still going?
No.
I'm asking. Is it still going?
Yeah.
She never called. again, it's very simple. It's very, very simple. It's one else interesting. Can I be honest with you? I'm gonna tell you something, but I don't mean to hurt you. From this shiur, you know what I just realized? That you guys are missing the basics. Some of you guys are missing the basics. No, but I'll be honest with you. Had I known this, I would have started that God a long time ago.
We're always missing the basics.
What maybe tells you that God very well?
I don't know, I just took on that you understood that. If I come and say, it's his tribes, you saw the Emuna, I mean, that's... No, what I'm trying to say is, it's... I mean, that's... Who? No, I'm not blaming you. No. If you think I'm blaming, I would never say it. You never heard me hurt you or blame you. No, slowly. I'm just realizing to myself now, that you have no idea. There's no, and that's why it's so hard for me to explain simple things. What I said today was simple. I said no chidushim, pshat, very partial. I didn't say anything. I thought I would come. I thought this would be over. I thought the shi would be over already. To be honest, I thought it was nothing. I'm not saying anything. You're lacking the yisaidim. Let me tell you something, please. This has nothing to do with Ashkenaz and Sfard, and has nothing to do with Brisk. This is Yadua. Pesach is the Yisod of Emuna.
Right, I heard that.
Why? So I'm explaining to you, very simple. The simple why. The Chinuch.
Went out from Mitzrayim.
So I'm explaining to you, the Chinuch. Okay, so the Chinuch explains to me, very simple. Till Mitzrayim, you know what people thought? Hashem went to sleep. Hashem created the world and finished. There's no manigat olam.
Till
Mitzrayim, Hashem bara.
The people going to laugh like this.
The Chinuch says it. Not sleep, sleep, but that's it, finished.
They
never saw Yad Hashem. Mitzrayim was the first time.
What about Avraham Avinu?
Avraham saw, but what about in the world? Shamu Amin, the whole world saw. Tiras Yamsu.
Well, Yechidim saw, but...
But that the Hashem should come with his hand, and that's only Mitzrayim.
Yes.
Hashem revealed himself. And that's what his Kabbalah team in Mitzrayim, Hashem said, I'm going to show the world, Kenny Hashem. For who?
Opposite, for them it was.
For them it wasn't a Emunah attack.
It was not.
No, what's a Emunah? They saw it.
Yidatem.
They know for fact. Hashem opened it. These are simple things. What I'm saying is mamish dvarim pshutim. There was no Egyptian that didn't know that there was an Hashem at the time at the end of the tribe. There was no Esav that didn't know. There was not one Emoimi. Shamu Amin. And then they trade a cup, you know. They're able to do. And little by little, they were machish, and then they came out that there is none. But b'shai tell you.
Well, he was afraid from Amishra.
Right. Amishra, what are you talking about? They were terrified.
When they came to the Havas on that, they
were terrified.
By all kids?
Yeah.
If Hashem, why did all the Nisim with that?
Who says it was only for us? It was for many people.
Why did all the Nisim?
Simply is to teach us, maybe more than the Goyim, but what? Us for sure, once and forever, that he exists, and he's the Mani Golam.
So after they saw all this Nisim, was that enough for them?
You can't ask me questions like that because that's already a different question. Egal, that's already good. The sicha b'fnei atzmo. Huh? The barnas have come upon me. I told this you. Me Hashem Asher Eshma b'kayla. Remember I told you he knew that Hashem exists. He just didn't think Asher Eshma b'kayla. Who? He doesn't run the world. I run the world.
One second. If we ever kula mayu shomun toa mitzvot, yeah? Lo hayat kol ha'nisim
ha'ele? My boy, listen. It's very interesting.
Shomun toa mitzvot im lo hayat Torah.
Lo hayat.
The answer is, hello? Yes, of course, that's the answer. That's the answer.
Shema.
There's a Maridik Maral. You know what the Maral says? I saw it last night. The Maral says an unbelievable thing. You know why we came down to Mitzrayim? So it's a machlaikis in the Gemara why we came. According to one sheet in the Gemara we came, because Avram said, Bama Eda.
Yeah, well, punishment.
Bama Eda ki ira shena. Yeah?
What's the meaning?
How will I know that I will... Hashem says you're...
Hashem told me you're going to inherit the land.
So that's the morale. Morale's what's the meaning, yeah? But my Eda... His children have to go down to Mitzrayim. Says the morale, what's the Mida Kenega Mida here?
Emunah.
Says morale. He had a chisorin of Mashu Be'emunah. So Hashem said, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." You're not going to have any sfeikot after.
I'll show them.
After Mitzrayim, you ain't going to have moral. Moral says.
Beautiful.
Moral. The moral.
These Ten Commandments is the first one. Ani Hashem Elokeichem.
The only thing is, I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Saratsky ask a nice kashas. So why is Moral use the lashon einish? Moral says the einish. The lashon Moral is an einish. See the way he moral learns not an einish. He has to be taught. You have to be.
No, but you have to.
Deal. Okay, it's not that important. But the morale is the morale. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to the mice.
Okay.
So the kids. It's these are the yisayim. It's pasha. These are pasha stuff.
You
mean morale also?
No. But ask question. This is a chacham. You learn the tzaddik.
It's an old story. So the Rabbi Yochanan Gerelik was a sharp guy. Rabbi was a big brisker. Gerelik. He says, you see, it's not just a tzaddik shu shotez, gam lo besed. No, he does. L'chanin adam shu tzaddik, amo eno sechel, you know what I mean? Tzaddik. Chilat chacha. Okay. There's a Sapphire Rebbe used to say also, very sharp.
En adam over avera ele.
Yerushalmi has a girsa, not chacha, but tzaddik. Yerushalmi has a girsa, not chacha, but tzaddik. Tamu, shayna de elishal. I shouldn't even say, I can't even repeat. Samer was very sharp. He said it about Samer. I shouldn't say that. I don't want to say that. You won't understand because he was so sharp to Samer Rebbe that I can't say
it.
No.
Which
guy? I know what week it is. Who was part of the Samer Chassidus, but the Samer Rebbe was very upset at him because he married a Giyaris.
Marigiyaris.
Oh, I know. It's not Shem Shapsi Lovitz. It's not.
No?
No, it's not a Shapsi. Somebody Marigiyaris.
Why not? Why he wasn't against it?
He said that's the pshat.
Why was he against
originally,
it?
Originally, Yerushalmi, there was a tzaddik.
Why was he against it?
It changed. Over the year, course of the years, it can't turn from tzaddik to chav. All right, whatever. Come, let's go back. He held that it was there was a little bit no there was a little bit kiddush taiva there was taiva yeah he was a big sapa he was from the famous sapa people older person yeah he was a famous person he was a tzat rather tzat
yichus
no I wasn't doing yichus
no you leave everything you go to
yeah no something else he was trying to say. From all the women in the world, you couldn't find anybody else. The Teretz is there's something there that he didn't like.
Who made it?
A certain person, not something. A certain person.
No, so that
every
rasha he has a ruach.
Okay, let's go back. That's what he answered. He was very shy. Okay, that's what he answered. He was very shy. He's got no problem. A comma, shomaz, chacham, tzaddik, bagad. He knew shas. He knew all the midrashim. He knew a lot. Also, he was very religious. He was very religious. He was from Kanoi, huh?
He was also a broken typewriter.
A what?
A broken typewriter.
Maybe a broken typewriter. Yeah, of course. He's a genius. Okay, let's go back.
That's tzaddik, mamash.
Yeah. Alavoida. Gam hu banach. Mustafa, see them over here. Banui. If not. Heres. Banami a heres.
He can't tell
us so. This I heard from my grandfather. He never had money at the night. By the time the night came, the money was gone already. They used to give millions of dollars, give it out for yeshivot. They used to give him unbelievable amounts of money.
He knew this coming,
definitely. That night the money was gone.
No, he knew he was going to come the next
time. No, but he didn't, it wasn't him. He had no shaykhs to money. He gave money, nothing to do with him. Stuck, chesed, all the mosdot, svardim, ashkenaz, chesed, everything.
What age did he live?
To what age did he live?
He was 93, 92.
Wow.
What's the
problem
from getting $3,000?
He goes to one of the time.
Okay, let's
go back. Now, Zugdom Shai gets Vinsky hand. My hand. Less than 100 never passed my hand. Let's go out of the story. Next. So it says like this. Look, now I want to learn up with you pshat over here. You ready? If you look at the, if you look, Rosh Mahu Oim. Yeah? Let's see what the Rosh says. Nothing personal. I don't mean to make fun of anybody here. What? Hashem did it for me and not for him. Ilu Hashem lo yenigah. How does he know? So Pashka's older Hashem died, right?
Rabbi,
that's a pshat. So what do you have to say it for? I mean, what's in the game now, Eloi Yasha?
Yeah, I would not be safe.
I mean, who's in the game? And who's in the game? What's in the game? Eloi Yasha.
Rabbi, same story.
Eloi
Yasha. Rabbi, same story.
So let them understand. Let them understand the question first. Eloi Yasha, Eloi Nika. First, where does it come from? Don't say anything. Elamai, because we know Arishayim, Niftaru. Let them understand.
Shh, let us understand.
The question is, why do you have to say Eloi Yashamo and Nigal? What's an Egeya? What are you trying to bring out with this?
Saying, why should see that? Why should appreciate
the... Yes, so what do you have to do Eloi Yashamo and Nigal? What do you want from me?
What kind of impact?
I mean, who are you telling it to? What's it again?
Shaq question.
What do you have to do? It's not a joke. He doesn't care, right? So what do we tell him? We tell him like this. Knock it out. Knock his teeth out. And tell him. Avuzas Hashem. Li v'loy loy. Tell him Hashem did it to me and not for you. And if you would be there, you would not be Nigal. First of all, how do you know?
What's wrong with this question?
First of all, how do you know?
No, because they died.
And second of all, what do you have to tell him that for? What's the point of telling you that you wouldn't be there? But he's not there anyway.
This is not good for him.
Imagine you tell a guy, if you would have 5 feet, you would have 5 feet, but you don't have 5 feet. I mean, who cares? You know, he's not there. What was that? You tell a guy, if you would be there, you wouldn't be redeemed. He really cares very much. Oh, now I'm scared, because if I would have been there, I wouldn't be redeemed. He's not there anyway. What does he care? Says of David. Ah,
man.
Said Yosef.
Brisker up says, James, Dov says his father, Mary the Gavart.
Rabbi.
Yeah, listen to yes, Brisker up. Mary the Gavart. It says in the passage, Bavur Zeh Os Hashem Li. What's Bavur Zeh? Bavur Ma? Ma Zeh? Says Rashi, Bavur Shekayem Mitzvotav. Bavur Shekayem Mitzvotav. You know what I should be kind of mitzvahs? Of course. So I didn't leave to leave. I left for what? Because you're not being kind of mitzvahs. What I'm trying to tell you is, to you, it's not negev, the whole gulos mitzrayim.
The what?
You should listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you beautiful stuff on that one. You hear the pshat?
So it's a question.
Look, we're telling the question like this. Eloi Yasham Le'aniga. So, okay, what? What are we telling him? What are we telling this guy? You would have been there, you wouldn't go out. Oh, now he's insulted. Ooh, he's going to go to his room and all this stuff. We have Chilif Kotachshav. Ooh, don't tell me that. What does he care? But what are you telling him exactly? I don't know. If you would have been there, he's not there.
Question.
Says the Brisker Rabbi, you didn't understand what the God is saying. My God is saying a word. Bavur Zeh. Asar. What's Zeh? Because of this. He's asking Mo'avodah, and you answer him, Bavur Zeh, Hashem took me out for this reason. Like Rashi says, Shekayem Mitzvotav. Ilu Hayash Le'Negal, you're not threatening him. You're telling Enochanami, to you, there's no gula. I'm not telling you threat. You should know you would have never left Mitzrayim. Statement. Okay, forget it. No, we're saying the Gulas Mitzrayim is not a gear to you.
Yeah.
Right now, you want to know what Gulas Mitzrayim? To you, it's not a gear. You're sitting, you, Anachanami, you are talking here for no reason.
Who is you? Who is you?
You, the Rosh. You want to, when you ask me a question, Mo'avayda, then to Anachanami, you never left.
I just want to know, Mo'avayda,
yes, as we said, the Rishayim explained, the way he asks it. Lachem v'loloi, the way he says it. What is this thing that you guys are doing? Question
you,
is?
If you would have been there, you would never have gone.
Doesn't mean we're telling him if you would have been there then.
Why?
What he's trying to say is, Anachanami, you never left. People like you never had gula.
Let me ask you a question.
That's what it means. Because
when
you're not behind the mitzvahs.
But he has a gula.
He's here.
Okay, now, next one. Then the Tom, the Sheni, the Elisa. All right. Yacham Reish Chaydish. This is the start of the shir. Yacham Reish Chaydish.
Why is supposed to say this in the Agadah and the Mizah Agadah?
More than that. More than that. Why should you have a Havami to say the Haggadah from Reish Chaydish?
Yeah, he agrees. Why we should not say
it from
Rosh Chodesh? What's the question?
Why should we say the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh? Yachal, I would think you should say the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. Ta'amayim
v'bayayim
ahu.
No, because
we came out of Rosh Chodesh. That's nice. And Eric, okay, listen. You know,
no, we came out
of 14. We came out of 14.
Because this is the beginning.
Beginning of what?
Beginning of the Shana. It's Nisan, it's New Shana.
What Shana? We left Mitzrayim on 14. Why should we talk?
15.
Why should we read Haggadah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? I don't want to
know.
Oh, so what? So.
The whole month of Nisan is for Gula.
It's Machlaik Sushayim. Machlaik Sushayim. Oh. So I'll tell you, it's Machlaik Sushayim. Navudrum says like this. Yachal Meresh Chaydish, Kilayma Yachal Yeh Pesach. Oh, where's it continue here? Here, Chayiv Lidrish Loi, Mishenichtas Resh Chaydish Nisim, Kedar Shehiz the Moshe Rabbeinu Meresh Chaydish.
2 weeks before.
Just like Moshe started teaching him Hilchas Reb Shem Gamliel. Just like he was teaching Hilchas Pesach. So starting that Gadol. From ready where?
Gadol Resh Chaydish, from Yom Kippurim.
Oh, so the Chayir we paskin. 30 days.
We've
30
days, but
Shailu Vidarshim is really when?
Yom Purim.
So then everybody has to have Vudrum, so start with Yachom and Purim already.
Why?
Because we paskin that.
That what?
We paskin Moshe was Mazir them already from Purim.
Purim that they're going to be
a we pass, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. So he uses Rav Shimon Gamliel, you hear?
Yes.
And he says we 2 weeks before, Mother Shach, and he uses that Gemara, that's a Mother.
Because he's Yeshiva taking off.
Ah, she's taking off from Rosh Chodesh. Ah, Yachal Rosh Chodesh.
He's telling you.
That's the Gula. What? That's the Gula.
Yeah. No, it's like, stop learning.
Mighty Kasha. It's a mighty, mighty Kasha. You don't understand the question? Yeah. Why should I think that you start reading that God of Rosh Chodesh? Because you start. So what does that do with that God? What does that God that do? That God is.
Like they learn about the.
Not to learn about that God. It's to read the story of Pesach. We have to read the story. It's not for teaching reasons. Yachal, you should start saying over the story, but Tyrus the Sipur and the Tzilim Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh. So first of all, what's that doing Hilchos Pesach? Second of all, what's the pshat? 2 weeks. It's not 2 weeks, it's a month. We passed him that it was a month already that you start learning Hilchos Pesach.
It's supposed to be
Kippurim. Kippurim, what's he talking about? Where do you get Kasha?
Why, what does it say?
Who even is
Mark? What does it say?
What does it say? When do you start?
And the Gemara says, one sheet of Shim Gamliel says, Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, okay.
No, what is?
2 weeks.
And the Gemara says, no, we really hold a month because Moshe was Mazir really from Purim, right?
It's Machlok with the Tanakama.
So we pass the Tanakama. So anyway, what's Yachal Rosh Chodesh? Moyedikakasha.
What is?
This is not the discourse, Kasha. Right? Does he bring it off the brisket rub?
No, he says the F, how was some kedata for the
children? No, this is something else.
Okay. So, yeah, I know.
Tershach, Sipu, this is, I'm going now.
Different.
I'm telling you, more than the coup that I.
Since we're saying it on Rosh Chodesh.
No.
Since annual.
What? Yachal Mibayim. So I would think maybe that day itself, meaning the day and not the night. No, also not, because it says, Bavur Zela Marti, only at night, Bashashi Yesh Matzamar Menachem Fanecha. Why would I think you should stop by day? Why should you think that? I mean, why should you think you start in the middle of the day? See, Avudro comes along again and he says... I would think that day means already start from the morning.
Why would I think,
we don't pass Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh after Mitzvah Yitzchayim?
Right, right.
Rosh Chodesh is because 2 weeks before you have to start teaching halakhot. There's a lot of halakhot. Right? What does that have to do with reading Agad? Why would a guy read Agad 2 weeks before?
Maybe the Yitzchayim for them or the game.
That's the kash, famous kash. Famous kash.
Maybe the Yitzchayim for them again already when they start to learn about it.
Because I would say Pesach, he would start teaching me Hilchos Pesach. The Meila there for what? Okay.
It is the answer?
This is what Avudrom says, because of Hilchos Pesach. Since he started teaching Hilchos Pesach, Rosh Chodesh. Also, I asked you a kash. This is my kash on Avudrom. I asked you on Avudrom, but it's not even true. We don't pass like that.
What's the question?
I'm not answering that yet. Avudrom says that's to Hilchos Pesach, and I'm asking you, what does it do with Hilchos Pesach? Second of all, we don't pass like that anyway. So start from Purim. Why? If you tell me the halacha, why? You're not wrong, but why? Why? Well, he says that's to Hilchos Pesach. But since he told about Hilchos Pesach, it started from Purim.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say Gula. You don't talk about Gula here.
No,
why would I think Davka mi Bod Yom? What's the answer? So then let's say now it's not anymore from Rosh Chodesh. So why would I think you start the day before you left the night after? I would say it has to do with the current Pesach. They shacked on the Yidalin, Yachal mi Bod Yom. Avudrom l'shitase. Yachal Rosh Chodesh because Hilchos Pesach. What does it have to do with it? That's the kasha. You look at the Aruch Yitzchayim, he says a little bit differently. Why would I think Rosh Chodesh? She is Chila Geula.
The Geula started.
The Geula started already from then.
Maybe because they knew already they were coming out.
They knew they were leaving.
No, they knew leaving already 6 months before.
So why would I say, B'yoyim Ahu, Kilaymar, B'yoyim HaGeula. Yeah? B'yoyim HaGeula. You listening?
Okay, so one thing.
Yes.
One Rosh Chodesh, why?
Either because it has to do with Hilchos Pesach.
Yeah,
that's a question. Or Aruch Yitzchayim argues and he says, Hitchila Geula. Somehow the Geula began. What is the Avudrom talking about? I think the Avudrom is saying Emet Lamito and I don't think they're arguing.
Yeah?
And I'll prove you that they're not arguing because he brings the Avudrom shot afterwards also. The Oid, Shailim Hilchos Pesach, Koyim Peshtesh Abbasis. And then he brings further the Aruch Yitzchayim, why me by Yoyim, Kishishayim to Pesachayim.
Ah, it's the same.
Now, listen to me carefully. Now, listen carefully. I want you to do me a very big favor and take a look at the Pasuk. Yeah? Here. Yeah. Shibay Li Aleket says. Listen to the Lasha Shibay Li Aleket.
For the show?
Here. Where's the Shibay Li Aleket I wanted to show you? No, one second. No. Wait, where does it start here? Here it is.
Maybe I got that when you're reading.
Yeah. So Shibay Li Aleket says one more nakuda. He adds on. Why would I think Korban Pesach B'yom and therefore I should say Agada B'yom? Listen to the words. Listen to his lashon. You see, Shibay Li Aleket. Pirish Mishah Shchitas HaPesach
Sharek
Ksiv, he adds, because it says
Moed Seitcha
Mitzrayim, from the time that you left Mitzrayim. Rabbi said there's a machlaikis on this pasuk. This pasuk is Dvarim Tezayin Zayin.
What does that mean?
It's a pasuk. Pasuk says, when do you shech the Korban Pesach? Moed, at the time, Seitcha Mitzrayim. So Rashi there asks already the kasha. What do you mean? You don't shech the Korban Pesach from the Moed Seis Chamim Mitzrayim?
The day before.
It's the day before. Rashi already asks on it. Rashi says, Enochanami. It's not going on. You bring the carbon, the day before Moetzei Yitzchak Mitzrayim. The Sifri doesn't say Moetzei Mitzrayim is going back on the Karm Pesach. You know what? Take out a Chumash. Like this, you see, I know what I'm talking about. Come here. Take out a Chumash.
Which one?
Get up, come, get up. You're not sleeping. You're not driving. I sleep and drive. Ba'arev,
Moed.
From the time you left the church, there's a problem over here. You don't shaft the carbon Pesach. I understand, but so there's a problem here, right? On one hand, it says what?
Moed.
Ted Zion, go ahead. You'll find it. Ted Zion, page 472.
Zvarim, Ted Zion, Vav. Perek Ted Zion, Pasuk Vav. Okay.
Briskrov's Gvalk.
So
first of all, you don't shaft the carbon Pesach Moed says Chamim Mitzrayim. What is he talking about? What's the Pasuk Omer? You shaft the day before. Read the Rashi.
בערב כבוא השמש מועצת חם מצרים, הרי שלושה זמנים מחלוקים בערב משש שעות למלמעלה. זבחהו בכבוא.
There's שחיטס הפסח, then there's what?
וכבוא השמש.
כבוא השמש, אכילס הפסח.
ומועצתך אתה שורפהו.
שורפהו. Because when did you leave? You left the next morning.
So where does it start?
Shreifa, you have to burn the next morning.
When does
Shechita
start?
Shechita starts the day before.
13th.
It's not called, Moed Tzeis Mitzrayim is not going back on what?
What day, Rebbe, the 13th or what?
The 13th in the morning. 14th
in the morning. 14th.
The day before.
Okay. Before the morning, you shout to Pesach.
The day before.
6 hours. Then there's Kibbutz
Hashemesh, that's how you make
Pesach.
Kibbutz Hashemesh, you eat.
That's how Matz comes in Pesach. And then there's Moed Seischach, that's how you shout at Pesach. When is that? Simcha, when is that? The next morning. The Shibbutz Hashemesh,
that's
how
you shout.
So the but Shibbutz Aleket doesn't plays a game with you. What does he do? He says Moed Tzeis Chametz Mitzrayim morning. Which morning? It's going back on the 14th when you make the Shechita Pesach.
But the pasuk doesn't say this. The pasuk did.
If you were like Rashi.
The pasuk is the last words, Rabbi. Moed Tzeitcha, it's mashma that it's.
Shibbutz Aleket is saying unbelievable. You know what he's saying? Moed Tzeis Chametz Mitzrayim is going back on the 14th.
Why?
Because it is.
You can't say this.
That's what he says it is. He says it, but he says it. No.
The last word is the pasuk.
Right, because he's going back. Shechitas at Pesach.
How will you explain according to Shibbutz Aleket the whole pasuk?
It's going back, Moed Tzeis Mitzrayim, going back on.
From the beginning of the person.
That's what he says.
From the beginning of the
person. The Teretz is Parshat.
If a person feels.
Don't feel. When did the Geula begin? When we left physically?
No.
Or when we got rid of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim?
The 14th in the morning.
Moed Tzeis Mitzrayim says Shibbutz Aleket is not going on the physical Yitzhak.
When you start to prepare already.
Avay Dezari, you got rid of the Avay Dezari. What's Mishchu Kulachem? They threw the Avay Dezari Mitzrayim out the window. They shecht it. Moed Tzeit Cham Mitzrayim. The real Yitzias Mitzrayim is what?
The 14th.
Yeah. Lacha Mereish Chayidu says the Avodram. Since he's what? Speaking
since
about it already, he'll
fix
Pesach. Which means the Hachana for the carbon Pesach already began where? So Yachal Mireish Chayidish already. Because since that's the Yitziyah, and that's what he means, the beginning of the Yitziyah started already from there.
Beginning of
the
Yitziyah started with the Shchadish. Why?
Because it began with the Pesach.
Just the carbon Pesach and the Shchadish?
Rabbi says it.
Huh? No. Since Moshe started teaching them Hilchas Karban Pesach away from Rosh Chodesh, the Mela, what was he telling them already? Mishkuchu Lachem. Drop the Avodah Zarah. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. You know where this comes from, Mishkuchu Lachem? It's Machlaikis in the Sifri. Mishku means to stop to take. Oy Mishku Kulachem means Me Avodah Zarah. Targum Yoinesin.
Me Avodah Zarah.
Mishku Kulachem. That's the whole point. Mela, when did the Geulas Ruchni begin?
When they killed Avodah Zarah.
And they started talking about the Hilchas Pesach.
Eri, what's Shach?
Yachamir Ashkaidish.
Hachana Leitziah, it's a kvar kamo a...
Because it's beautiful, Rebbe. Yochum Rish Chodesh. Talmud, loyim ba yoyim ahu. Ha, yoyim ahu, chashafti mishah shchita za Pesach. Mo yitzeschem mi mitzrayim. Because he was telling them, Mishku Kula Khan, the Zora stops now, finish, no more Zora. That's the Gula. It's Ruchnius. Ruchnius, finished. That's why the Mushibalik says that's the Moid Seis Chmetz Mitzrayim. I'll do the kids. I have to really leave now, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. There's a very nice pshat. I'll tell you three more pshatim and then we'll go. First of all, Chayiv Adam Lirot Et Atzmo Kiilu Yatzam Mitzrayim. We say it a little further than God. The person has to see as if he left Mitzrayim. So everybody asks, Kiilu Yatzam Mitzrayim, how are you Kiilu Yatzam Mitzrayim? There it is, because if not, Ayonu B'neinu, B'nei B'neinu, they take the thing, the whole story, right? Says Reb David, according to the pshat we're learning, it's Gevaldik. We were Yatzim in Mitzrayim. We were Yatzim in Mitzrayim. Why? Ruchnius. The Gulas Mitzrayim still exists today.
Ruchani. How were Yatzim?
We're not. The Gula is still there.
Yeah, Reb Chaim always says this.
Who?
Reb Chaim always.
The Gula is still here. We are Nigalim. Shira, Chadasha, Shibchu, Geula. We're always Nigalim in Mitzrayim. We're Gulim.
I know. It's not going to say that we're not Nigal. We're not going to make the Agadah at all.
No, what we're trying to say is, don't think it's something Shalavar. It's not something that happened. It's happening to you. The Geula, since it's not a physical Geula, it's a Ruchnis, the Geula, so it's like, yeah, to you now.
It happened a long time ago.
It happened physically a long time ago. But spiritually, it's now too. Chayiv Adam Lirot Et Atzmo Kiilu Yatza, because spiritually, it's like, yeah, Bizmanas.
Yes.
Now, two more things I'll tell you. That's beautiful. There's another thing I want to tell you. If you look at the end of that Gada, and this maybe you have a different gear, so maybe the Sfarim have a different gear, so you'll tell me.
What John was calling?
And all the way at the end, when you make the bracha. Yeah, when you make the bracha, it says like this. No, tell me how the bracha goes.
God Israel?
Yeah, before. Lefikach. Lefikach anachnu chayabim.
No, but we have a Tzitzit Israel.
Yes, so tell me how Lefikach goes. I know this one. I wonder how you guys say it. Anachnu chayavim. Yeah. Lehoidos. Lahalel. Where is it again? Lehodot. Lefeder. Okay. Yeah. Lemisha asal lanu lavatena v'lanu kol anisim ha'elu.
No, I don't say it.
You don't say Hotzei Eni Mi'avdut L'Cherut?
No, let's say this, but
okay.
Let's see.
Mi'agon L'Simcha? Me'eve L'Yon Tov? Me'afeila L'Or Gadol? Mi'shibud L'Gula? You sure?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The Naimel L'Fanoshi, okay, the Brisker Rav's Kash is like this.
What should I say that?
Do you say Mi'shibud L'Gula?
Yes. Where, which part should I say?
Lefika.
Good. Good. You put it together. Mishiba the Gula comes. Right, so you put it together. Tzionim Yad Secheris Mishu. What's the two things? Tzionim Yad Secheris Mishuba the Gula. Same thing.
So Rabbi also said it?
One is the brisk rubs, two things. Hatsyanami Abdus Khairus Mamatsiut. Mishibu Gula. Gula means ruchnis. Brisk rub. Mishibu Gula. Brisk rub.
Rabbi.
Heard the pshat that he took
beautiful, right?
He lakak et ha-cheshik hazeh liot avadim. Because
every time we were
avadim,
it's a kachetze, yeah. It's
gab spiritual.
Spiritual. Lakak et ha-cheshik hazeh liot avadim. Avadai akshav. Beautiful, no?
It's
said by you, Lekales? Can't.
Say?
Says, no? Oh, the Lash of Lekales. Yeah, Lekales. Lemisha Svar Devil, Lekales. Lekales.
How do we come out of
the we'll talk about tomorrow. That we'll talk tomorrow. I just want to tell you Pshat Nagad. Now, we'll talk tomorrow. One more thing I want to tell you, and I think it's gorgeous. The Briskra has a Mardika Kasha. Dayenu, what's Dayenu? Yeah?
It's
Ilo Tzion Shvatim. Dayenu means we'd be. Ayalanu must speak Lodot.
Must speak quite already.
No.
It's already enough.
Enough for us to already be Modeti. So all this is very good. Ilu Asabelohem Log Bukhareim. Arak Bukhareim is Mamana. Mamana Makarayam. It's all good. But how could you come and say like this? Ilu Karalanu Dayam. Yeah? If you would have opened up the ocean and would have drowned us in the ocean, that would have been enough. What are you saying?
So
this is the Rishonim make a deal already. The Rishonim come and say, Kiloimar Shinabor B'mat Mayim.
Yeah.
Hashem didn't have to make the extra Shiyah Harava.
Yeah, exactly.
Orchis Chaim, other Rishonim.
See,
yes, also. Nice. Oh, Gvaldik.
Rabbi Yoshel.
Gvaldik. Matmayim.
Just a boy, Gava.
What do you do? Ilu have you run to Betocha Becharava? Ilu Shikat Sarkena Be'elizim. Here. Here. Ilu Sipek Sarkenu Bamidbar Boyim Shana. V'loi Hechilanu Et Amon. You have any idea how we're supposed to live?
Other things.
I told you from the Al-Sheikh. You know Masigim Torah Me'atzmei.
Right.
That's what I told you from the Al-Sheikh.
Huh?
The Asagot was so great by Har Sinai, Shayuru Masigim Me'atzmei.
No, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Ilmalei lo da Torah, hayu lomdim tzniut
mechatur. Yeah, they talk about this. Okay.
But what about man? What do you live with that man? And what do you live with no man?
What would they live? So you have to say something else. Everything you're going to have to play with the Rishonim, Lama Mash, Zeh, Mashu Acher, we'd still survive. I hold the whole Dayenu, talking about something else completely. This Dayenu, Matchalava the Sov, is teaching me something completely different.
Dayenu,
the Rishonim translate Dayenu? No. Okay, they translate Dayenu. Haya nes gadol v'day lanu. Now listen to me carefully. I'll tell you what I think the Dayenu means.
It's tanking.
Don't do it for us.
Listen what the Dayenu means. Listen carefully. Listen to what I think Dayenu means. You gotta understand, we don't talk to the Abish to tell him, listen, Hashem, physically, you took us out of Mitzrayim. We tell the Abish to listen. You took an Am, the Am mitumtam umitameh, yeah. Beli emuna, beli shum davar, and you gave us cheirut olam, true cheirut, yeah. True ben chayri.
Okay.
Limedotanu emuna. You taught us emuna. You taught us what a ben chayrim is all about. Okay. This is what the Dayenu is saying. Ilu hotziyanu mimitzrayim. Ha'emuna shekibalnu ba'yitziyah. Hayakfar maspik.
Lo yatzeh ha'yitziyah.
Hayakfar maspik. K'nei tshinium namaminim. But you went, you taught us more. Asah behem shvatim. You showed us another darga in emuna. Another darga in Hashem. Not only that you took us out, shatam manhig, atam manish rishayim. Asabem shvatim, but the people who did it, v'lo asab Elohehem. Ze'od darga, shakosh baruch hu yachid bolam, belokut. That he is the shofet shel Elohim achirim. Asab Elohehem, v'lo erib b'chayreihem. We spoke about b'chayreihem is always an Indian of, you started with b'ni b'chayr Yisrael, meaning Hashem chose klal Yisrael. Each thing was another darga in the limut of Emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harag bin Chayreim v'lein asas memayinam Avram Avinu shlo yoimru. Remember we spoke about this. Shlo yoimru, Avram Avinu shouldn't say that you didn't give them the money.
I don't want to hear.
L'nas l'nas memayinam v'lein hayam. These are all dargis of Emunah. That's why we say here, Ilu sipet zakenu b'midbar, man. What was the man vayta? was another dag of emuna. Like nit the Torah loich le'amad.
Meaning that we're saying you shouldn't have given us more step emuna from the.
The littlest step already was emuna. Was already enough to thank you. That's what we're saying. Like naslanu sashabis v'lo kervanu lifnei Har Sinai. It's like hashabbat atzmon kapken emuna. You took us to Har Sinai. Even if you wouldn't give us the Torah, we would already have aim of a year from our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. In other words, in Hasagot,
you're not telling us you shouldn't have given it.
You shouldn't have given it to us.
Really,
Emuna. In other words, Hashem revealed Himself in so many different ways.
Die. This would be enough.
That would have been. Words, even if we just know Hashem took Zion and Mitzrayim, that's already enough to say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Anachlo Maminim Becha. The Rabbi Nishan didn't show us only that he took us out. He took us out and he haragotam. Who asa shvatim beloi heyem. Who karal lanu ta yam. Who natan lanu ta shabbat. Otherwise, when does the shabbat come in here? It's also darkness of emunah. A person has Shabbos. It's a time of...
But they had a test in Kriyat Yam Suf of emunah also.
I am telling you.
And they jumped to this. It's
I understand.
Already. They got throwing another thing.
More darkness. Hashem showed them more malotin, more steps in emunah.
But the Kiddush Hashem is the higher
not
level.
I'm talking about them. I'm talking about Hashem showing God. Hashem gave us emtsaim that we should see. And Hashem could have said, you know what? I'll give you this. The rest get on your own.
Come to
Avada. Avada. That's what it means. Saim himself, you have to say thank you. Hashem, thank you for giving me a Shabbos that through the Shabbos I can believe in you.
That's what we say. Baruch Hashem.
I hold that. I hold Emet Lami. That's a posh pshat. That's a posh pshat. Ilu kervanu lifnei Har Sinai. V'lanas lanu satayr. Hayanu kvar gam kenas lagav b'mu. What does that mean? Eretz Yisrael is a darga of more that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with you. And what's the greatest darga that the Eibush is Beis Abchira. So Iluch Lissol Eretz Yisrael V'Nasol Zibir Gamki Dayeno Hashav Shuma. She started from step one Larot Et Atzmo Lanu all the way to Atshu Shochen Banu Ze Nifla Ze Kama Malot. That's deep shot in the Yenu.
What's the first Dayenu go for?
Moiridik. No, you hear Daniel, you listening?
Sure.
Moiridik. It's a Moiridik of Lord. The Rebbeinu Shalom started by saying, I'm Hashem, I'll show you I took you out. That, what's that? That was already enough to say, Anachnu Avadim Lo. Hashem says, no, I'll take you. I'll show you Shvatim Beloheim, I'll show you Bhorang Bechorem. I'll take you into Eretz Yisrael where I live. Zemikomi. Not only that, Ani Yishkom B'tochachem. Lachat kama v'kama, kama malo tovu kvum belam akum aleinu. Yes.
Rabbi, what's the first dayenu go for?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. If Hashem would just take us out of Mitzrayim, that is already enough to say anachnu monim b'cha. Finished. That itself.
So wait, so what's dayenu go for?
I'm telling you.
Dayenu, it's enough. Dayenu what? Silot tanu?
No, don't say dayenu would take us out.
No, Dayenu for...
Ilo Hoitzionu Mimitzrayim. Where do you have the first one?
First one, Ilo Hoitzionu Mimitzrayim.
Yeah?
What's the Dayenu
for? V'lasa Mem Shvatim. You have to read V'lasa Mem Shvatim. I'll have V'lasa Mem Shvatim. V'lasa Mem Shvatim. Ilo Hoitzionu Mimitzrayim. V'lasa Mem Shvatim.
What
Shvatim?
Makot.
Makot, Asar Makot.
Dayenu,
what's the word Dayenu? Dayenu must speak Lanu Yatsanu Mimitzrayim.
Okay, as God
the Lord, okay, next. No, but the question is, how could a person come and say, if you would have brought me to Har Sinai, I didn't give me the Torah? Well, what does that mean? You took me, you would have taken me to Eretz Yisrael, you would have brought me to Eretz Yisrael, not bring me in. Well, what are you saying?
That's
what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Hashem said also, now you know, I'm going to teach you emunah, I'm going to teach you by taking you out. I'm going to teach you emunah by giving them makos. I'm going to teach you by giving them makos b'chayrus. I'll do shvatim b'leyehem.
Shabbat.
These are, I'll give you Shabbos. I'll give you mud. All this Hashem is saying, Ani. Who? Hashem Elikim.
Trust me, he's saying.
That's what he's telling you, and he keeps giving you mishalim for it. Thank Hashem for the mishalim that he gave you. That's the pshat. Hashem could have said, you know what? Ani Hashem and the rest get on your own. Figure it out on your own.
I can write
Yeah, go ahead.
Tomorrow, I want to show. I have to run.
I have to ask you.